Shabbat Shalom. Our Torah is a great gift. It's a gift for many, many reasons. Today, I want to focus on one. For 3,000 years, we've been reading the same words. And in every generation, we read the same words. We read them authentically. We read them truly. And yet, they speak to us. They touch us in a different way. And today, I want to do a little journey through history with two verses and show how they were exactly what was needed at a given time. Today we had the famous blessings and curses. The people Israel are on the banks of the Jordan about to proceed in. And two things God tells them in the blessing section. First, when they go out with a mighty hand, when they go out to win the land of Israel, that God will rest upon their heads and their enemies will be afraid. And the second thing, a couple of verses later, it says, and in the world you should know that you will be the head and everyone else will be the tail. You are going to be the leaders. Now imagine 3,000 years ago. You yourself were born free, but your parents, your parents' parents, your parents' parents' parents, on back for 300 years have been slaves. And now, you are going to be mighty, you're going to be strong, you are going to have your own nation. This is exactly the message you need to hear. God is going to be with you. You might be afraid because you've never known this. Your parents have never known this. Your parents' parents have never known this. But God will be with you and it will be good and you will be strong. Flash forward about 1,000 years and we get the Talmud. The Talmud is written after the destruction of the temple. Jews are scattered everywhere. The center of all Jewish life, the temple, is destroyed. And they are trying to make home and synagogue life now the new center of how to be Jewish. The rabbis read the verse that says, God will be on your head and says, ah, this is tefillin. The might of God will rest upon your head. Imagine every morning in your own home, the name and might of God will rest upon your head. That is what our Bible is telling us. That is the mission. That is what we get to do. Same words, different interpretation, exactly what the generation needed. Another 1,000 years later, don't check my math, the Netziv. The Netziv writes at a time where it's not so easy to be a Jew, where there's persecution around, and he looks at the verse that says, you will be the head and not the tail. You are going to be the leader and everyone will follow. Looks at a world where that's not quite true and sees something else there. It says, if you follow God's commands, you will be the head and not the tail. In other words, if you follow God's commands internally, you will have a kind of self-confidence. You will know that in God's eyes you are doing right. That no matter what else, what power anyone else has, no matter what anyone else tells you, you'll have the inner confidence to be the head of your own life. You'll have the strength to go on, the strength to see yourself as an individual and not as one who is a victim, not as one who is persecuted, but as a strong person. Same words, drastically different interpretation, just what the generation needed. Another 500 to 1,000 years, more like 500 years, we get to today. We have these two verses, we have these two interpretations. We live in a land of free. We are blessed with a lot in our lives. Judaism is available to us each week here. And we get a pathway of making Judaism meaningful. These two verses together with their interpretations give us the concrete, the tefillin. God will rest upon your head. We need Jewish ritual. We have to do Jewish things. Hold the Kiddush cup in our hands. Hold the challah up high. Smell the spices of Havdalah. We need those things. That's what anchors us in our tradition. And the Netziv tells us that we need to let these rituals sink inside of ourselves. We can't just do them. We have to do them in a way that makes it so we are the head and not the tail. We have to do them in a way that God seeps inside of us and we let them affect us. And then the name of God will rest upon our heads. We'll go through our day with the strength of knowing that we are building a relationship with a growing, changing, evolving God, and that together we can find meaning. We can make this world better. We can build warm, tight communities together. So this Shabbat, I wish us a 3,000-year-old Torah, 3,000 years of rabbis who disagree, who argue, who change their interpretation, and I wish us a life full of Jewish meaning. Shabbat Shalom.